This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. North Korea fired two missiles off its east coast on Thursday. The launch comes as Pyongyang complains about upcoming U.S.-South Korean military exercises. While analysts say the launch probably will not derail nuclear talks, it underscores the United States' inability to move these talks forward. VOA's William Galla reports from Seoul.
The missiles launched Thursday appear to be short range, possibly similar to those North Korea launched in May. That launch didn't derail nuclear talks. And Seoul-based analyst Bong Yong-shik says the latest one probably will not either.
It is another attempt by North Korean authorities to put additional pressure on Washington prior to actual negotiations to set the agenda for working-level negotiations on denuclearization.
South Korea has said it will go ahead with planned joint military exercises with the United States, despite North Korean objections. Washington and Seoul have already scaled back those exercises. But so far, that is not good enough for North Korea. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
This launch comes less than a month after President Trump met Kim Jong-un in the demilitarized zone, a meeting many White House officials described as a possible game changer. Since then, North Korea has failed to show up for working-level talks. Instead, Kim this week posed next to a submarine apparently capable of handling nuclear-tipped missiles. Tunisian Parliament Speaker Mohamed Ennassour was sworn in as interim president of Tunisia on Thursday. His swearing-in was hours after the death of President Baji Kaid Essebsi. Essebsi helped guide the North African country's transition to democracy after the 2011 revolution. This is VOA News. A series of attacks rocked Afghanistan on Thursday, killing dozens. 58 people are dead, including 38 members of the Afghan security forces. Taliban militants stormed security checkposts in Tuchar province, while multiple bombs rocked capital Kabul and Jalalabad. A Ministry of Interior spokesman said a suicide bomber on a motorcycle targeted a minibus in Kabul, carrying the staff of the Ministry of Mines and Petroleum as they were on their way to work Thursday morning. This man was injured in one of the attacks. He said, "I wish there would be peace. Everyone has a family. If I get killed, who will feed my children?" The local branch of the Islamic State terror group took responsibility for the attack on the minibus. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the third attack in Kabul, in which they claim targeted foreign invaders. Celebrations in the capital of Puerto Rico erupted late Wednesday night. This after embattled Governor Ricardo Rossello announced his resignation after several days of angry, massive street protests.
Hoy les anuncio que estaré renunciando al puesto del gobernador. Efectivo el viernes 2 de agosto.
In a video address posted on the government's Facebook page, Rossello and his administration's achievements said his administration's achievements would be threatened if he remained in the post. Thousands of people who'd gathered outside the governor's mansion in San Juan's historic old city launched into a spontaneous, joyous celebration as he announced his resignation. The fury that led to the governor's resignation started 2 weeks ago when an investigative journalism group published nearly 900 pages of online group chats between Rossello and several top aides and associates. Those conversations included profane messages laced with contempt for victims of 2017's Hurricane Maria, as well as misogynistic and homophobic slurs. Rossello will be succeeded by Justice Secretary Wanda Vazquez. And electric power is slowly returning in Venezuela after a devastating blackout that brought activity to a virtual halt in a country already beleaguered by a protracted political power struggle. VOA's Arash Abbasadi reports.
Lights are flickering back on after a massive 9-hour power outage, the latest black eye for a regime that seems powerless to halt Venezuela's plunge into economic and political ruin. Since a disputed presidential election in 2018, Venezuelans have lived through food shortages, hyperinflation, and power outages. The country's opposition leader, Juan Guaido, in a tweet blamed the blackouts on the government of Nicolas Maduro, saying they tried to hide the tragedy with rationing throughout the country, but the failure is evident. Rasha Arbasadi, VOA News, Washington.
I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.